to the show. It's called the Family Meeting, where you could say what the hell you want, not get yourself a beating. What happens here stays here, unless it's too damn funny. Our boss is the relative, so we can bribe them for money. You may be offended, you may even cry a tear, because you heard something your kid shouldn't hear. So kick the kids on out, or hell, let them listen in. But don't blame us when they take them away. So let the show begin.
Time for the Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
This is Jason Curtis.
Krista Curtis.
And John Curtis.
Coming up, we've got, you guys want to say, Johnny?
We're going to give our contact out.
Yeah.
You can hit me up on Twitter at JohnCurtis316. I have a question for our audience, too, today. You can think about it during the break or call us during the break. Our phone number is 425-686-9552. What is the worst or most expensive thing you've ever had to wipe your ass with?
Ever had to or got to?
Had to or got to.
I was going to say, if it's expensive, it's a got to.
You don't want it anymore.
Well,
so
no.
You lost it.
Yeah.
So hit us up on Twitter at JohnCurtis316 or Facebook, or call us at 425-686-9552. Krista, what's yours?
Krista Curtis 1.
And mine is Jason Curtis 925. We're going to kick things off tonight with Street Party in Soho. The song is 17 right here on The Family Meeting on NWCCRadio.com.
Beneath the lights, all I see
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Party Street Party in Soho, and the song was 17.
Keep your eyes on the paper when you're...
I know. I was trying to drink. I had like four things going on. Okay, I had two things going on.
Reading and drinking. Can you walk and chew gum?
Breathing.
Yeah, I was trying to breathe. I tried to drink. And don't do those two things at the same time. Bad result. So I want to hear what the hell kind of day you had to come up with a question.
If you just joined us and you missed the intro, I asked the audience a question today. What was the worst thing or the most expensive thing you've ever had to wipe your ass with? We've all had accidents in our lifetimes.
It was an accident.
Today, what happened was our dogs were playing in the backyard, and Bailey is one of the dogs, and she took a shit, and then she was like, you know how dogs run, and there's something stuck in their ass. So I'm sitting on the patio. Krista's out in the lawn with the dogs, and there's this thing stuck on Bailey's ass. So Krista reaches down on the ground and picks up a pine cone, and I'm like, no, don't do it. And then she just scrapes the dog's ass with a pine cone and pulls it out.
Whatever's available.
That is just fucking
mean. I looked for a leaf, but there weren't any, and our grass is dead. I mean, she's too big for me to pick up and just rub her ass along the ground.
Pick her up and shake her till the turd falls off.
Would you wipe your own ass with a pine cone?
Well, I didn't. It might have looked like that to you. Okay, so she ate a hair. I don't know. It was a long hair. And
we all know what happens there.
I just grabbed the hair with the pine cone.
Like a cotton candy, like a cotton candy stick?
Hey, what kind of cotton candy are you eating?
The kind that will never be eaten again.
Yeah. So I'm with you. Any port in a storm, you just grab whatever the hell's available.
John didn't come out there like and offer up his bare hand to grab the shit off the dog.
First of all, I'd like to thank you for clarifying that Bailey was a dog, because when you were telling the story to Mike, you just said Bailey had a turd and he doesn't know who the hell our dogs are. He's looking at you like one of us has kids, and there was a kid running around in the backyard with a turd hanging off, and Krista grabbed a pine cone and wiped its ass with it.
Sometimes you got to get two knuckles deep and pull that turd out.
Yeah, it was a shocking theater of the mind going on there.
So, you got to answer your own question.
Well, you always start off with the most unnecessary things you have.
Socks always go first.
Socks. I like to keep my socks. Underwear for me is first, because I'll just go commando.
You consider your underwear less important than your socks?
If I'm out, if I'm out on the road and I have an accident, I'm with John. Underwear goes first. You can go commando.
Okay, if you have an accident, you're probably going to continue having accidents. Then what are you going to do? Then you got to take your pants off. Then you got no pants either. Go through the. Wearing the socks, doing the socks first gives you two extra accidents.
The underwear are already shitty.
Well, that's true.
Because you've already just almost shit yourself.
So,
right?
And hopefully you can use the front part. Hopefully that part's not shitty too. Otherwise, their things went really bad.
Then you go socks. And
well, I understand because I don't wear shoes without socks. And so, like, if I use my socks first, then I got to go barefoot because I can't put my shoes on without my socks.
Yeah.
One time I was already rolling commando, and I had to use money. I wiped my ass with like $7 $1 bills.
What, were you going to the strip club? Why'd you have $7 $1 bills?
He didn't have 70 $1 bills.
You're going to the strip club with $7 bills. You ain't making a rain on that motherfucker.
If you think $7 is balling, then you need to get a better job.
That means
I was making a drizzle.
That means you're going to buy a Sprite, and you're going to have to come up with $3 more for it.
Been a long time since I've been to the strip club, apparently. $10 Sprite?
What do you think $7 is going to buy you at the strip club?
That ain't going to buy you a whole hell of a lot. It's going to piss off a lot of strippers is what it's going to do.
So I have actually literally wiped my ass with money.
That is like the last thing.
Literally.
I'm looking around for anything to wipe my ass with. My wallet and anything in it is the last place I'm going.
I totally thought you were going to say you'd use your wallet before the money inside it.
I probably would, actually. Which would, I don't know how clean that would get me, but...
I also burnt a $100 bill in a bar one day, though. Just to burn it.
And anybody that knows you right now is not shocked at all. Just because they're like, he's an asshole. Of course he would do that.
Hey, do you want this $100 bill? Ah, fuck it.
You're the kind of prick that would walk up to a homeless guy and go, look, and just blow up a $100 bill and just...
You know how high you could have been on this?
Just walk away.
know how high you could have been. You're such an asshole. Maybe he really does need to go buy himself a sandwich with it.
You get a lot of sandwiches for $100.
There was a bum the other day just pounding rock stars. I mean, he was taking this thing to the head. And then I looked over next to him in the bushes, and there was like 13 rock stars. I don't know if that was where all today or if this is his corner. And nobody cleans up his rock stars.
And rock stars aren't cheap. I mean, of all the beverages you're going to buy in a store, they're usually the more expensive ones.
And they're big. They're like 24 ounces.
He's just trying to keep a high energy. That's how you get people's attention. Standing he's there not, sad and crying on yourself.
He's not spinning the sign like he's telling people to go to an apartment or Little
Maybe
Caesars.
Maybe if he put on a show, he'd get a little better reaction.
He's auditioning for Little Caesars is what he's doing.
I mean, he was one-legged and he said he couldn't work. But I think after four rock stars, I think after four rock stars, he could do some fucking work.
Motherfucker sprinting back and forth in the warehouse.
I mean, it's not like he was hobbling. He had a fake leg and, and four rock stars. And
I see that guy. I know which guy you're talking about.
She knows the one-legged guy pounding rock stars. That bum gets around.
Was he outside the H Mart?
Oh, I don't. This was up in Linwood or something.
Then he does get around. If he's at the H Mart in Federal Way and in Linwood.
You think there's only one H Mart?
Well, no, there's one in Linwood.
There's probably a network of these guys.
One-legged rock stars?
They kick it by the H Mart.
They got that on the back of their vests as they're riding their bikes around with one leg.
They're the H Mart sign spitters.
I saw a homeless dude today on my way up here after work, and he was a heavy guy, and he was holding a sign that said, "I'm hungry." Now, I know I'm a big fat guy, and I get hungry too, but...
Was he a black guy wearing a ski jacket?
Light-skinned black guy?
No.
Are we playing Name That Homeless Guy?
You've seen these homeless guys, give us a call.
There's a black dude that has a sign that says, "I'm hungry," and he wears a ski jacket still,
it's
today.
It's 90 degrees.
And he sits outside the Jack in the Box on First Avenue. And I usually buy him a Jumbo Jack. I guess he really is hungry because you give him a Jumbo Jack and he turns around and walks away. And he leaves. He doesn't just stay there with his sign.
He doesn't sit there and bitch because you didn't give him money. You gave him food. You gave him what he's asking for, and
then he turns
mad.
Around and walks away.
Nice.
You know the problem I have with these bums these days?
There's a lot of them, I think.
When I was your age...
These days.
When I was your age, I had to panhandle uphill both ways.
The bums these days got these signs that are way too elaborate. Like, I want to read your sign. I mean, I don't want to read your sign if it just says, "I can't work and give me money." But... I mean, some of them are entertaining, and
but I'm going 40
miles. You can't read them now.
Yeah, I'm going 40 miles an hour, and I can't read your sign.
Yeah, there's too much shit on it.
Where in Seattle can you drive 40 miles an hour?
That's a good point.
There's a guy on the first exit of 520 going to UW, and he holds a sign that you can't even read. He holds it like to the ground, because he holds his hands like please give me something like in a cup. Like,
yeah.
Please.
Like the Allstate hands?
Yeah, and then his sign's just hanging out of his fingers, just straight at the ground.
That should be their...
They already have a hand model.
But come on, a homeless dude doing the Allstate hands, they'd sell so much insurance.
But the logo is you're in good hands with Allstate. Are you trusting the hands of the bum? Because he obviously didn't handle it his own priorities that
you're,
well.
You're in homeless hands.
I want to pull over and be like, "Hey man, can I see your sign?" And then just read it and drive away.
I thought you were going to say take it.
That's really not that much better than to just say, "Oh, yeah," and hand it back to him and drive away.
Yeah, cute sign.
I like your message as you nice, pull away.
Nice penmanship, prick.
You need a new Sharpie. That one's a little dull.
Every one of these bums on their signs that says, "God bless." Does God bless them very well? I mean, obviously they don't believe in that shit.
Depends on how well the panhandling goes that day.
I mean, because you always hear those stories about those guys, some of those guys making a lot of money. And I don't know how, because I've seen a lot of guys on the side of the street, and I've seen a lot of cars just drive right fucking past them. I've never seen anybody hand them anything.
If they get one car at every red light to give them something, they're doing pretty well.
Yeah, they don't, though.
Yeah, because they never get them at the red light I'm at.
I see people giving money a lot.
Oh, do you?
I get it.
Maybe I just travel in packs of pricks.
The ones that stand outside the Costco don't seem to do very well, which I find kind of odd because people have carloads full of shit. You think they could just be like, oh, here's a 10-gallon box of Goldfish crackers.
Yeah, but what the fuck are they going to do with that?
It's a pallet of Twinkies. Like
have fun. Yeah, their shopping cart's already full. Hey, you need 40 pounds of rice?
John, they don't have a pot to cook it in.
How about 50 pounds of sugar? What do you need?
Can't find water.
I didn't say they don't have water to cook it. I said they don't have a pot to cook it in.
There's a pallet of Twinkies and a pallet of toilet paper. You're going to need that after you eat the Twinkies. Here.
Not if they have some socks and underwear.
There's actually a new trend of the bums around my work. None of them have shoes on.
They already use their socks.
So they're going barefoot.
And their shoes, apparently. And
that's where all those shoes on the freeway come from.
I keep thinking to put those my old work boots in there. Give my work boots to a bum. Write that shit off in taxes.
I don't think you can write off dirty old work boots.
They were like $200 work boots.
You'll have to have that bum sign up for a 501c3 charitable organization.
Chris is breaking out the tax form.
Well, Chris, you give me the tax form. I'll have the bum sign it when I give him the shoes. Hey, man, here's a pair of shoes. You might sign this tax form
Homeless
so I can write
Joe.
This shit off.
Jesus Christ.
What's your address? Put it right there.
He looks up at the sign like
quarter of 99 and 4th. You guys are just wrong on so many friggin' levels.
Well, I'm reasonable. That's a real thing.
I'm just picturing John going to bed at night going, gave my boots to a homeless guy. I could sleep better tonight.
The world owes me now.
The world owes me. So John apparently has wiped his ass with money.
Why don't you take down my hulk of a car and let him have somewhere to live?
Yeah. Ooh, I've got a studio apartment.
There'd be like four of them living in it.
It's a four-door.
It is a four-door.
And there'd be a meth lab in the trunk.
So if we're still waiting for a phone call on somebody, call and tell us the strangest thing you've wiped your ass with.
Has to be some weird ones out there, like a puppy, a child. You what?
If you wiped your ass with a puppy or a child, I do not want to hear from you.
You can wash the child.
No, you can wash the puppy too, but that doesn't make it right.
Well, I think washing the puppy would be harder than washing the child.
I am totally not with Krista on this. If you've wiped your ass with a puppy or a child, call right now. 425-686-9552 because I definitely want to freaking talk to you.
I don't want to know you exist if you're wiping your ass with puppies and babies.
Shit, I think I want to hang out with you. If you were wiping your butt with dogs and kids.
Or a kitten. You'd be
a kitten?
Yeah.
Gerbil would be a little questionable, but
gerbil would be you're trying to get that thing in your asshole.
You just happen to be wiping your ass. That wasn't the initial plan.
Oh, I lost a gerbil today. I took a shit and then I was trying to clean up.
Okay, Richard Gere, what song are you playing next?
Mr. Lemmy Winks came flying out. All right, we're going to get back into the music. Krista's News is coming up right after Jonas King Viking with Fade Away right here on The Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
You'll see the one. That's what I've heard. If it's your soulmate, you'll have no doubt. Is that not so? So when it happens to me, I will find a way to make you smile. Moments go so fast, won't let you out of sight, won't let any opportunity fade away. So you will disappear today. So stay with me. Without you I'm lost, 'cause you're the only one to show me the way out of the thick fog in my mind. Give me a hand, I'll hold on to you. Can't let you go, that's all I know. Mind speaking to my soul, tell me how to find love. It says stay
that breath and open your heart. Find a way to make it start, to seek for answers, to seek for love. Can't shut my eyes until I know. If the worst should happen, at least I'll know whether or not to let you fade away. Memories of you will disappear today. Stay with me. Without you I'm lost, 'cause you're the only one. Show me the way out of the thick fog in my mind. That's all I know. I'm so sorry I'll never find you. I will never ever see you again. And I'm so sorry, 'cause what we had was true. But now there's nothing more. I, oh I, don't want you to leave my mind. But I'm, oh I, don't know where to find your eyes.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Jonas Craig Viken with Fade Away.
And now more random crap nobody cares about. The news with Krista.
Yay, it's news time.
We should figure out a way to make that air conditioner play music, and then it would just be like a background music instead of just a like loud the, humming.
The air conditioner could be our bed music.
Yes, exactly.
Now that's we're up. Talking.
Well, I am willing to let the listeners know that if it gets much louder, you're just going to have to listen to that humming, because we're not going to sit in here and cook.
No shit, because when it's 90 outside, it's like 110 in the studio.
Just so you guys all know.
Yeah, I've got swamp ass. I'm gonna have to use my underwear to wipe my ass here pretty quick. Cause
you only get to share your stories if you call in, Jason.
Oh, I thought you were asking me to share my story.
I rode my motorcycle here in heavy traffic for 45 minutes, so.
So you already kind of did wipe your ass?
I was sitting on a motor for a small vehicle for 45 minutes.
Okay, well, speaking of disgusting things.
I'm saying my gooch is a little hot right now.
We got it.
Okay, you kept looking at me like you didn't understand. I just.
Do you want to explain
that was
more,
John? That was a stop sharing look. That wasn't a I don't understand. No.
Okay, back to something semi-newsworthy.
John's gooch being hot is newsworthy.
Okay.
I never...
She's saying it taint newsworthy.
I never thought my gooch would be moist. It's just, I never thought that would happen, but...
I have a friend that if you use that word in front of her, she gets...
What, gooch or moist?
Moist. Moist.
Bitch hates cupcakes, huh? Man.
She likes
ham. Ham could be moist.
I never thought of that, because if I pick up a cupcake, that's the first thing that pops in my head. Ooh, this was moist.
Well, it's on the box. It says Moist Deluxe on most of them.
I actually can't remember the last time I had a boxed cupcake. Well, actually, probably the last time I bought one at a store.
You mean
You mean a delicious cupcake?
Yes. You mean a cupcake that some like you made, that yes. You made. I mean, you've had a cupcake that somebody else made, and you know it came from a box, right? Like that.
Probably, yeah.
I'm
just trying to remember the last time I had a cupcake, really. Like,
you know most of the ones that come in stores are
if you can't
box.
Remember
that's
the
what
last
I'm saying. That's what
like,
I'm saying.
Every cupcake comes in a box. It's like if you bought it, a truck brought it. Like, it's a cupcake, came out of a box. Like,
if
some,
you can't remember the
time.
Last time you ate a cupcake, it's been too long. That's just a good rule of thumb.
We have so many cupcakes in our house. My roommate loves baking cupcakes. I bought her a little cupcake decorating machine. We have so many cupcakes in our house. The last time we threw away like 14 cupcakes.
Fuck that. Call
fucking,
me.
The fucking cupcakes went bad. Like they, I ate one.
That has never happened in a fat person's house before.
I ate one that was pretty questionable, and I was like,
that was the furriest cupcake I've ever eaten.
It wasn't furry, but I was debating on if it felt more like a cupcake or a cornbread.
It wasn't moist inside, was it?
It was not moist. It was cornbreadish.
If
cornbread-ish.
Your cupcake is cornbreadish, it's garbage ready.
It was like putting icing on cornbread. And
yeah, there's always frosting in cupcakes at our house. Anyways, some back to the news.
Were we doing the news or something? Yeah, right.
On from cupcake news.
6 minutes into this segment, we're going to get to the news.
An Ohio couple was arrested last week after a drunken night. They were first spotted in a parking lot. They took off from there, driving over curbs and garden dividers before the police caught them. When they were pulled over, they were both naked, and she was eating a piece of pizza. That seems like a weird thing to me to be eating while you're driving down the street naked, but hey, whatever.
Seems dangerous.
It's what you got.
It doesn't say it was like steaming hot pizza, because... Yeah, that would be...
That's like frying bacon when you're naked.
It was couch pizza.
Couch pizza?
Couch pizza, backseat pizza. That's the same pizza.
Whoa.
I didn't say backdoor pizza. It's a backseat pizza.
I'll take some backdoor pepperoni, please.
Oh, I bet you would.
So the woman was driving the car.
If anybody wants to backdoor Jason with a pepperoni, give us a call. Let's set that up for you.
So she was driving, and she refused to take the breathalyzer, so she was arrested for operating a vehicle while intoxicated. In case you didn't know, if you don't take the breathalyzer, they can just assume you're drunk. They let her go home with family members, which was a mistake, because she jumped out of a moving car on the way home. She was found and arrested again after about 2 hours wandering the streets naked. The man was not as lucky. He was on probation, so they arrested him for public indecency and having an open container. He didn't go to jail like a good boy either. In the backseat of the police car, he peed all over the place. And the police suspect there will be more of these cases in the near future as the weather heats up.
They're like, it's getting hot.
People are about to get naked and stupid.
When you're reading the story, I heard like 2 weeks ago that a guy was arguing with his girlfriend, and he dove out of the car, and he died. They were going like 20 miles an hour.
And he just dove out.
He just couldn't fucking handle it no more, and he just dove out.
How much of a bitch is she that he jumped out of a car and killed himself to get out of an argument?
That speaks volumes about that relationship, to the point where you're like, fuck it, I'd rather die.
She is definitely a lesbian now.
I can honestly tell you, if I was arguing with someone and they jumped out of my car, that would have serious effects on me.
So anybody listening that dates Krista, know that you could really fuck with her head by diving out of the car.
Hey, let's not advertise how easy that is to just fuck with my head.
Now back to the story. So, I've been arrested before, and I've been pulled over a bunch by the police.
By the popo?
And some of them are real pricks, and some of them, like, they know you've been drinking, right?
Yeah.
They know it. And you say, hey, officer, I really got to piss right now. I'm going to piss my pants, or you're going to let me piss in that bush. And some of them said, go piss in the bush, and some of them said, no, you got to hold it. Officer, if you put me in your car, I'm going to piss all over your car. Like, that's just going to happen.
You don't understand the severity of this conversation.
Officer, have you ever drank 17 beers and not peed yet? Like, hey, this is coming out. It's
17 beers. That's he's writing in his notebook.
It's like,
I believe that's a confession.
Can I quote you on that?
Yes, exactly.
It's time to get the test out.
I don't know. Count the cans, bitch. I don't know.
They're in the back seat.
On the back seat, I think John usually keeps him on the passenger floorboard.
With the rest of the garbage, so he has to hunt for him. But some cop.
because John cares about the cop's time. Look, I saved you time. I put him right there.
I number him. 1, 2. Don't
By
text.
Five, he can't tell what the number is anymore.
Don't text and drive. Don't label your beer cans and drive at the same time. That's highly dangerous.
I think that's a $101 ticket.
For littering, it's a $101 ticket. Keep on your floorboard.
Speaking of littering, let's move on to our next story.
Now that we made it sound like I drink and drive constantly, drinking 20 beers.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep you from getting arrested tonight, so let's move on to our next story.
This was different when we were recording, but we're live now. People are listening.
In Norway, they're getting creative with their safe sex ads. They're currently focusing on condom use. To draw attention to the cause, they have a man dressed up in like a 6-foot penis costume, and it shoots confetti out of the end. So the head of the penis is like over his head. He wears like a hat. And so he like leans his head towards people and this gold confetti just shoots out at him.
They are setting women up for a huge disappointment if they're still virgins.
That is not safe sex. There's a six foot dick spraying people with confetti. I was worried when she started reading this because I'm like, well, if you put a condom on him, he's going to fucking die. Like
he's going to suffocate
to death.
There's like a Vine video here, and I'm showing it to John right now. Of this penis walking up to a table full of people at an outdoor cafe.
Oh, those people don't even know about it. I thought this dick was at like a...
No, there are like people paid to get shot with
this. This is like a flash mob.
I thought it was like a parade.
No, it's not a parade. It's just a penis walking around town shooting people with this gold confetti.
And he doesn't.
Wow, and he's like sneaking out from behind the walls.
And he doesn't even have a condom on.
I thought at first that those were condoms that he's shooting out. And I was like, that's like the government's just supplying all these condoms for everyone. They're just like littering the streets now. But it's just little gold slips of paper.
I mean, he should be like filling up a reservoir tip right now.
They're trying to stop the increase of STDs in the country. And the guy that wears the costume thinks it's absolutely hilarious.
Oh, I'm sure.
They might slow down STDs, but they're going to hurry up on assaults when this guy's spraying. If somebody did that shit around here, that dick would get beat up and left in the street.
Can you picture him down on MLK?
Someone just hemming that dick up, just straddling it on the sidewalk. Got a full mount on that cock, just hemming it up.
Just haymaking the shit out of him.
That's what I picture. I don't know why. That's odd.
I guess I'd be pounding your pud.
I pictured someone
straddling. Well, technically, be pounding someone else's.
Is that a Dutch rudder?
We're going to move on. So just so everyone knows, a beaver dam can be a very dangerous thing. Two men were hiking in Oregon last week.
Is this the same story?
No. Close to it. There were two hikers in Oregon.
Condoms and beaver dams.
Yeah.
That got attacked by a beaver. That's right. A single beaver attacked two grown men, and they both had to go to the hospital for it. And the beaver knocked one man into the water and knocked the other one down where he got trapped in the sticks of the beaver dam. So they had to call out search and rescue crews. And the search and rescue crews came, and they heard the guy yelling from inside the beaver dam, so they got him out. So here's a life lesson. If you see an angry beaver, leave it alone.
Beaver's been the downfall of man for thousands of years.
Since Eve took that fucking rib. How the hell did he get inside the beaver dam?
The beaver's like, get inside me.
Well, they were walking across the dam, and the beaver scared one guy into falling off the edge into the water, like into what is now a lake.
Well, if you got caught on the wrong side of the beaver dam, the pressure would hold you there.
It just sounded, I'm picturing this dude inside,
Inside a cave with the little beaver family.
Yeah.
Having a little beaver treat. Yeah. What the fuck you think's happening in there?
That's not the Berenstain Bears, Jason. This guy was just trapped in the sticks.
The search and rescue found him. He's like, oh, don't worry. We're just having tea and crumpets in here.
The elves made me some stripy cookies.
You're a fucking weird one.
So here's something. This is actually informative. Are you guys ready for something actually informative?
That'd be a nice change of pace.
Okay. So Facebook and social media might be ruining your personal relationships.
No.
So old people have been saying this for quite some time, but now they have done studies and they've got the numbers to prove it. So according to this article, 1 in 8 retirees have at least 10 close friends. And it's reported that only 1 in 10 people in the 20 to 30 year old range have more than 10 close friends. They interviewed over 3,000 people to come up with those figures. And based on the numbers, they determined that Facebook friends don't count as real friends at all.
What?
So the article goes on to say how the author has known many of his close friends his entire life, and they stay at each other's houses when they're away from home, and they're like traveling across the world. And they say, as a 20-something, you're lucky to be offered a couch to sleep on. So this actually reminded me of something that somebody asked me about 15 years ago. She said, how many friends do you have? And I was like, what do you mean? And she said, well, how many people could you call on the phone and just say, hi, it's Krista, and they would know, no further explanation, like who you are. And I don't know if there's a lot of people that can do that anymore.
Well, I mean, I could probably do that with like, I don't know, 50 people.
Yeah, I had a large number, but she...
But I don't have, I don't have 10 people that I even like.
Right? I'm sitting there saying, I'm like...
I have like 2% of my Facebook friends I would even communicate with.
Outside of Facebook?
Yeah.
I mean, such a troll.
It's kind of right. I mean, you see people that are just your Facebook friends on the street. Sometimes you just turn around and walk away.
Sometimes I'm reading through my feed and I just like, oh, I hate that person.
Oh, I thought I was going to have to unfriend like 75% of my friends last weekend on both sides of the whole gay marriage thing. I was just like, you people just need to shut the fuck up and get off of Facebook for a while.
Sometimes I'll see somebody in a bar and I'll be like, I haven't seen that guy in a long time. And I'm like, but we're Facebook friends. That's right. Like, you don't even know.
Yeah, I've probably got maybe 5 or 6 people that I could call up and say, hey, this is Jason. They know who I was. And shit, half of them are family. I don't know if that really counts.
Family doesn't count. Now you're down to 0.
That put me at 3.
Your wife doesn't count either.
No, I got like 3 buddies that I could probably call. I don't know. I couldn't even think of what the number might be on that, but it's not very fucking high, I can tell you that. Because I don't... And as I get older, I realize that I don't have a whole lot of close friends. And I fucking like it that way. Really. Like John said, I can't think of 10 people I like other than family. And I'm not real fond of you fuckers most of the time.
When we were younger, Dad told me all the time, friends are just people that want something from you. You don't need them.
I think I'm figuring out why none of us have any friends. He just wanted us to keep close. He just wanted the family to be really close. Don't let any of them outsiders in. Don't open the door for anybody. They're just people that want stuff. All right. Is that it for the news?
We can end there, yeah.
All right. Coming up, we've got... We're still taking calls for John's question, what is the strangest thing you've wiped your ass with? We've also found out that you can text this number and it'll come through. We're learning this shit on the fly, people. That's
425-686-9552.
Wow, off the top of your head. I can't even remember my wife's phone number. John's got that one memorized.
You also can't remember her middle name, though, so that's kind of mute point.
Ooh.
She has a middle name? All right, we'll be right back after the repeat offenders. And She's a Mystery right here on the Family Meeting on NWCZradio.com.
Hold my head up and look in the sky. Watch the streets here turn into light. Not gonna pass me by. It's the war inside my mind. She's a mystery.
Welcome back to the Family Meeting. That was the Repeat Offenders with She's a Mystery.
All right, so we're just two. My pie chart, my mind wasn't working right.
Pie chart in your mind.
Yeah. We're 2/3 way through the show.
That's what John thinks a clock looks like is a pie.
And the digital one fucked me up. Fuck it. So
numbers are hard.
We're 2/3 way through the show. If you want to get a hold of us, you can tweet at us, Facebook us. You can follow me on Fartners. My name is Sir Shits on Phone. And
whoa. What the hell is Fartners?
What?
What is Fartners?
I'm glad you I'm have not some the only strange. One who doesn't know.
You have some strange shit going on in your life.
Fartners is a social network app on Android. I don't know if it's on Apple. And
that doesn't sound like something that'd be on an Apple phone.
And so you get these followers, and then you fart into your phone and record it, and then you post it.
Where do you find this stuff?
And like all your followers can listen to your fart, and they comment on it, and they rate it, and they can re-fart it. And,
would you really consider them followers? I would not want to follow anybody on Fartners.
I mean, yeah, like
Mike got that.
You're gonna give yourself pink eye.
Next, so
whoa. Like, so how does Fartners work? So you have to basically shit on your phone, is what you're telling me.
If you make a mistake, like my name is Sir Shits on Phone. I've never shat on my phone yet. But
oop, gambled on that one.
I would like to think that the gamble you would not put on this app.
But like Farth Vader here, like he sounds like he might shit on his phone a little bit. Let me see if I could.
So they always say that everybody's phone has a lot of fecal matter on it. I can't imagine. Oh yeah, a little guy on the phone.
Just a little end.
He needs to call because I want to know what he wiped with after he got done recording that.
It's funny that we're talking about poop because in France last week, like 1,000 people got norovirus and a mud run because there was poop in the mud.
It's a mud run.
There were like 8,000 people in it and 1,000 of them end up having to go to the hospital with norovirus.
They probably thought it was the fucking zombie apocalypse. Like the hospital's like, where are all these people coming from? We need to find... Fucking.
For those of you that don't know, the norovirus, it causes diarrhea, vomiting, and fevers.
So you got it coming out of both ends and you're burning up.
Yeah, 1,000 people.
We need to find patient zero.
Right? Yeah, it was that mud trail that they were running through. It's kind of funny that they went through a mud run and ended up with the mud run.
So you think somebody actually shit in the mud?
I don't know. A lot of people were complaining. They like wrote into the
mud. Yeah, it smells like shit around here.
A lot of people wrote into the mud run people saying it smelled like horse manure in certain parts of the
Oh, like they were patting
place.
The mud?
I don't know. I mean, they get that mud somewhere. Maybe they get it from horse pastures.
You would like to think they would be a little more careful than to fill that up with... Because you know people are going to face plant in that.
Well, it happened in France. You know the reputation French people have.
Not the cleanest folks.
What, they like horse shit?
They smell bad. It's the reputation. Don't hate me, French people.
They got bad teeth.
That's English.
Isn't it the same thing?
No, France and England are different countries.
Did you really just say, isn't that the same thing? There is a body of water that actually separates them.
Don't worry, I'm going to get John a globe this weekend, everybody.
Actually, England's an island.
Yes.
Yeah, so they have a shitty moat around them. Same people, though. It's like us and people from Portland. Like, we just, it's the same.
It's more like us and people from Canada.
Because they're different countries.
Yeah, but England's like the size of half of Washington. So, I mean, it's...
That small little island is where most of the people from the United States came from.
Maybe like a million generations ago. It's not like we all got on a boat yesterday and came over here.
That's true, because...
the population has multiplied greatly since those days,
really?
Jason.
Really? I thought everybody died of dysentery coming across on the Oregon Trail.
They didn't come across the ocean on the Oregon Trail.
Yeah,
that was
Oregon,
on land.
The Oregon Trail doesn't go to England, motherfucker.
It doesn't?
No.
I don't want shit out of you. I don't want to hear shit. I don't want shit out
okay,
of you.
Okay, so I'm buying John a globe and Jason a history book. I have some shopping to do when we get out of here.
You know what's sad is I was a fucking history major in college.
You majored in like 20 things. You can't possibly remember everything from all of them.
You can't remember what you majored in.
That is actually true. There are stuff that
Well, for a week I majored in this, and then for 3 days I majored in this.
That's pretty much, yeah, that was my college education right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You spent most of your time on the radio.
Actually I did. I was good in college up until I started working in the radio program, and then it all went to hell. I would get to class. I would get to the station at like 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, do my morning show, and then I would sleep on the couch in the studio or at the station until like 3 o'clock when it's time to go to work.
That's usually not why people at Wazoo aren't good in school.
That was actually a Green River.
They had a morning job.
Yeah, right. That was at Green River when I got to...
I just can't go to school today. I got this morning job thing. It happens 5:30 in the morning.
Did you guys hear about all those people that got hospitalized at that college in, was it Kentucky? Because there was a fridge, and they smelled this fridge, and there was these like noxious fumes coming out of this fridge, and they had to go to the hospital.
Was it Sir Shits on his phone?
It was the University of Kentucky.
Why does that not surprise me? That there were noxious fumes coming out of noxious.
It wasn't plugged in or anything. It was just a fridge, like, I guess out in the open. And I didn't know it was a thing to walk up to a fridge and just smell it. But
what's in the box? Okay, I was just telling you. If there's just a fridge in the open, like in a field, like, don't go open that fridge. Like, stay away from that fridge.
Look for Brad Pitt.
I guarantee there's a fucking head in it. If it's just a fridge in the middle of the field, nothing around it, with noxious fumes coming from it.
That is seriously shady. Yeah. That's like some bad movie stuff.
Well, it is in Kentucky. Maybe it's a thing in Kentucky to just have appliances in the middle of nowhere.
That is actually probably true. But usually it's like toilets out in like broken toilets out in front of the house.
Do people shit in them when they're out in the yard?
If I had a toilet in the yard,
you would shit in it all the time.
I will tell you that growing up, a friend of mine
and then I would just let my dog clean it.
That is disgusting. And no, you would not, because that dog is my dog.
Growing up,
but she's a shit eater.
A friend of mine had a toilet out in the front of their house, and I will say that people did shit in it. I'm not going to tell you who, but there were people that shit in that toilet.
Was it you or was it your friend?
It might have been
Jason. Never shit in it.
I didn't, because it was right on the road. It was my buddy.
I shit in the middle of a road one time.
Yeah, you did.
And you say, it was next to the road. I wouldn't shit in that.
I got performance.
I shit in the middle of a busy road.
I have performance anxieties. If there's car, especially if there's fucking cars coming up, how do you shit in the road?
It's coming. It's coming. It ain't no that shit don't know there's a car coming.
I think that's a good place to segue into some music.
Lucky that, band that gets to play after that line.
That shit doesn't know there's a car coming. I think that should be a band name.
That's pretty long for a band name. Maybe a song name.
All right, we're going to get back into the music with Nico Lorraine and Broken Promises and Fire right here on The Family Meeting on NWCCRadio.com.
What can I tell you about love we've been saying before? What numbers and castles of love you're just staring at the door? I was high in my tower of content when you came along. You nearly drowned me in the whirlpool of your passion. Over and inside of me, you're taking me higher and higher. Now all that remains is broken promises and fire. Had me believing you accordingly, like an old-fashioned love song. Too late, but I was dead wrong. Your hand touched my skin, current brought me to my knees. My eyes and heart were for you, so me. All over and inside of me, you're taking me high. Oh, you can. Try not to hold a grudge. You are a catalyst to change. And I am looking for real, true love. True love. Oh, I know.
Welcome back to the family meeting. That was Nico Lorraine with Broken Promises and Fire, and it is now time for John Curtis's 4th of July safety tip.
So as you all know, the 4th of July is coming up here in 4 days?
Saturday.
5 days?
Just go with Saturday.
Saturday. And snuck up on me. Sneak up on you guys?
Yeah.
Yesterday I was with a buddy and I was like, oh, this weekend's 4th of July. He's like, oh shit, yeah, what do you want to do? So we don't know. We're thinking about riding our motorcycles over to Vashon Island, trying to find a beach to get drunk on and watch the fireworks.
It's going to be a little rough driving back.
I think you're sleeping on the beach if you go over there.
Yeah.
Because there's no ferries that late.
We would have to bring like a whole bunch of beer and liquor so that we could crash somebody's party and they wouldn't mind so much. Anyway, back to my 4th of July safety tip. Since I'm a boy, I like fireworks.
Yes.
And since I really don't care about my personal safety, I really like fireworks. So those mortars and the mortar bomb shell container holders, tubes.
The mortar tubes.
They are not very strong. They're only held together by small staples. And they say to leave them on the ground because the ground holds the staples in there. So do not hold those mortar tubes in your hand because it'll blow the bottom out of them. And I know this because I was in my backyard of my sister's old house and my girlfriend was there and I was holding this mortar tube and the mortar exploded and it shot the bottom off and then the mortar landed right between my legs. As I dove, the mortar exploded and it was like a scene from Saving Private Ryan. There was just fire everywhere. And then I see my sister and my girlfriend running toward me in slow motion, like a movie. And they're hollering my name, asking if I'm okay. And I am fucking deaf because a bomb just exploded.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right underneath me. Like I jumped on the grenade to save myself.
Yeah.
Because
you're not.
There's nobody there.
That's horrible safety.
So don't do any of that. And also don't hold any other fireworks because...
don't know what would possess you to think that that would be a good idea.
I wanted to point it somewhere.
How about up?
It was kind of up.
It was kind
of
up.
The thing actually, like the shocking part was the bottom of the mortar tube hit me in the nuts because I was holding it like that when it exploded. It was...
That's a lot of gunpowder.
One of those things fell over and shot towards me when I had my knee surgery. I was on crutches, and so it shot towards me, and it was like about to explode, like right under my chair.
Yeah, I lit one of those, and it fell over right as I was running away from it, and it launched at the neighbors, and they were all sitting on their porch. So be safe out there on the 4th of July.
I would also like to say this segment, it was so hot, I said fuck it and didn't even turn the air conditioner off. And I don't think anybody noticed.
I didn't care. It was nice and cool. It was feeling good in here.
So you can get a hold of us on Facebook, on Twitter. You can get a hold of me at JohnCurtis316. Fartner's Sir Shits on Phone.
Krista?
Krista's lost after that.
At Twitter, KristaCurtis1 on Twitter.
And mine is JasonCurtis925.
Write this number down. You can call it 425-686-9552. You can also text that number. We won't get it for a few minutes, but it doesn't matter anyway.
That's right. And we're going to close things out tonight with John Thayer and The Longest Road right here on The Family Meeting. Talk to you next week.
time, all of mine is gone.